Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10 from the New Living Translation. Parable of the Lost Sheep. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. So Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. Parable of the Lost Coin. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call in her friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost coin." In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents.
Today's passage is a reminder that Jesus cares for the one. The good news is that if he cares for the one out of 100, he also cares for you, for me, and for everyone we are believing him for, so that they too may be saved. Sometimes we get so caught up in the needs of God's children and his church that we close the door to the lost who are so desperately looking for him in all the wrong places. Heaven rejoices more when a single sinner comes to God than when 99 are safe and secure. Lord, help us today to be faithful to go after the one, just like you would, to the glory and to the honor of God, who would like all his children to be home with him. Let's take some time today to talk to God about those ones in our lives that do not yet know him, those ones who remain blinded to the realities and the truth of who Jesus Christ is. Lord, we bring before you all those who do not yet know you. Would you show us what actions we can take today to draw them nearer to you? And help us to be wise about what we need to let go of and what we need to lay down and what we need to leave behind, so that we can follow you on your quest to save the one.